This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon, I'm Claire Lane, and this is The Rundown. Workers started tearing down the Democratic National Convention at the United Center early Friday morning. My colleague, Adora Namigadeh, reports only a few stray blue balloons remained along Madison Street, remnants of the DNC that ended Thursday night. Workers in neon vests and hard hats operated large machinery to take down a large-scale painting of Kamala Harris, while others loaded trucks with equipment. Teamsters union worker Marco Sams took a short break on a folding chair.
We actually waiting for our next truck to get here. So we just alternate. One crew do this truck, the next one do the next one. And we got 39 trucks today.
He expects to be working until 7 o'clock. The city predicts the area will completely reopen by the end of the day on Monday. United Auto Workers at the Stellantis plant in Illinois could go on strike as early as mid-October. UAW President Sean Fain met workers at the far suburban Belvedere plant yesterday after news arrived that Stellantis will delay reopening the plant, which has been idle since February 2023. Last fall, Fain and President Joe Biden celebrated a new contract, including a commitment of nearly $5 billion to reopen the plant. The union has filed a grievance, claiming the Chrysler parent company is breaking promises it made in last year's contract negotiations. In a statement, Stellantis says their contract with UAW allows them to modify investments due to market conditions and that the union can't legally strike. The board overseeing Cook County's public health system has picked a new CEO. The board on Friday unanimously chose a candidate, though they are not identifying the person, to protect their privacy. Next, they'll recommend their pick to the full county board of commissioners for final approval. The new CEO would replace Israel Rocha Jr., who left last year for a new job. Cook County Health is one of the biggest public health systems in the country. It has hospitals and clinics throughout Chicago and the suburbs. The health system has a legacy and a mission to treat people no matter if they can pay. Brown Sugar Bakery on Chicago's South Side has created its newest dessert, the Kamala Cake. Founder Stephanie Hart says she was inspired by Kamala Harris's sudden run for president. A sweet concoction had people lined up at the bakery the day after it launched, an hour before doors even opened. Hart says every aspect of the cake is inspired by the presidential candidate, and its German chocolate base is an ode to what Hart calls Harris's down-to-earth strength. Harris visited the bakery in 2021. Hart says she hopes her new cake will inspire dialogue.
I hope that it's used to engage conversation and, you know, those people that I made the cake, they can come up with more ideas to make change and get things done so we can get back on track as a country.
The cake is so popular, they started selling cupcake versions as well. The shop also sells a Barack Obama-themed cake. The Chicago Bears have reportedly traded for defensive end Daryl Taylor from the Seattle Seahawks. NFL Network reports the Bears will send the Seahawks a 2025 sixth-round draft pick in exchange for the 27-year-old. In his three NFL seasons, Taylor has racked up 21.5 sacks and forced 6 fumbles. Weather for today, sunny, afternoon clouds, highs in the low 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy and mild, low near 68. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the upper 80s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Claire Lane. Thanks for listening.